It's radio's version of ranch dressing, laser stories.
Delicious.
The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Pasadena, California. A 22-year-old guy named Jose Cruz was drunk and hungry for some Doritos at about 3:15 in the morning last weekend.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
We get it.
So he decided to walk to a local convenience store to purchase a few bags of chips.
Okay, it seems pretty innocent to me.
But on the way there, he passed a glorious sight.
What did he say?
Taco Bell.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Really, it's like...
And that's like fate, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like an aura around the sign.
Well, that gave him a different idea. He thought, what if I broke into this fast food restaurant and found their stash of Doritos Locos Tacos?
Okay, that's...
Doritos.
Everything was fine until that idea.
Apparently, he didn't have to think about it that long because a few minutes later, he was already inside.
Uh-huh.
He did set the alarm off, but not before eating 10 of the Doritos shells in one sitting. By the time the cops got to the Taco Bell, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But about 4 hours later, Jose wandered up to the police station and confessed to everything.
Oh, man. Aww.
He said he felt bad for doing it, but in his defense, he told the officers that he was really, really drunk.
Yeah.
He's now facing one count of commercial burglary.
Oh, man.
But
I'm
surprised
with,
officers
like...
just didn't go, look, we understand. Yeah. We've all been there.
We've all done it.
Yeah. We break into Taco Bells on a nightly basis. It's fine. This next laser story is out of Homedale, New Jersey. There's a local high school that's been dealing with a bizarre situation for the past few months. Nobody knows who has been pooping on the football field.
Yeah, my immediate thought is obviously their rival, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Or is this like a dog or something?
Well, it was happening on a daily basis, so several teachers recently talked to the school and set up surveillance trying to catch the mystery pooper.
Okay.
And they finally did just a few days ago. It turns out it wasn't a vagrant or a student doing it as a dumb prank.
Oh.
It was another school's superintendent.
Another school superintendent?
Yeah.
Savage.
Like, not even like a substitute teacher that's
nope.
just had it.
Cops arrested 42-year-old Thomas Tramaglini around 5:45 in the morning after they caught him in the act. He's the head of a different school district about 30 miles north, but he lives closer to the school where he was caught.
Okay,
so it makes sense. I mean, it's more convenient to poop on their field than to go to the school that he works at.
It turns out he liked going for jogs on their track every morning, so apparently all that running really gets things moving for him.
I actually get it now.
And there wasn't a bathroom, so he just decided to do his business out in the open. It doesn't sound like it was a rivalry thing at all, just a convenience thing that it happened to be another school district.
How is it, like, just, I mean, maybe behind a building or something, but, like, right in the middle of a field?
I guess when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Wow.
It looks like he'll probably lose his job over it. He currently makes about $150,000 a year, and he's also facing charges for public defecation, public lewdness, and littering.
Yeah.
They had to throw the littering one on there.
Yeah,
come
right?
On, man. Job,
it's compostable.
I think. Yeah.
Not really litter.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Clearwater Beach, Florida. A 61-year-old guy named Daniel Gillen and a 49-year-old woman named Gigi Raposta got married recently, and then, naturally, at the end of the reception, they got drunk.
What? Nice.
Sounds
but
awesome.
Then the cute couple started arguing just a few hours after their wedding, and then got into a brawl.
Oh, ain't nobody got time for that.
Gigi attacked Daniel and scratched him on the chest. Then he pushed her over into the wedding cake.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Oh, no.
I mean, that's a horrible situation, but why has that never happened to any of the weddings
I know.
Go to?
Yeah,
all the weddings I go to, everybody they're just normal.
Yeah,
I'm like, why is nobody fighting right now?
The worst thing is like, oh, he shoved the cake in the bride's face.
Yeah.
Oh, wacky. She looks a little mad.
Yeah.
Every time that happens, I'm like, oh, she's going to punch him, and she never does.
No. She's still in love.
At first, the guests thought it was staged. Like a fight, like a play fight.
Oh, God, aren't they funny? Look what they did.
But then they noticed both people were becoming injured for real and yelling expletives at each other.
Oh,
fight
God.
Continued until the cops arrived, and they were both arrested for battery. Daniel was charged with a misdemeanor. Gigi already had a battery conviction on her record, so she was charged with a felony.
Oh, goodness.
As one of the arresting officers put it, he said, quote, I understand the honeymoon always wears off for every couple, but usually it happens sometimes after the actual honeymoon.
Yeah.
Not beforehand.
Maybe this is their honeymoon, because it sounds like they're going to have to spend all their money on bail.
This next story is out of Indianapolis. The other day, a Brinks truck driver was cruising down the interstate during morning rush hour when a trucker pulled up next to him and was trying to get his attention. After initially brushing him off, he finally rolled down the window to hear him yell to the Brink truck's driver that his back door was open and money was flying everywhere.
What? It's a dream come true for me!
Money!
So why doesn't that happen at weddings that we go to, and why doesn't this happen on roadways that we drive on?
And that is the only time that traffic is great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, yeah, let me be stuck in this all day.
Let's all stop in traffic right now.
Unbeknownst to the driver, hundreds of thousands of dollars had already flown out of the back and onto the freeway, causing a major traffic jam. Immediately, 911 began getting calls from drivers saying there was money flying over the place like a cash snowstorm.
Dang.
When authorities arrived on the scene, they couldn't believe what they saw. People stopping their cars on the freeway to grab money bags, money bundles, and loose bills, totaling over $500,000.
Dude.
I want to know how much just one person got.
Yeah, like just one bag is $50,000.
But that's still stealing, right?
You'll still get in trouble for that.
You can't go finders keepers.
Really?
Like, that doesn't play out in court, I don't think. Yeah, no.
Troopers said that people were even jumping over fences from adjacent neighborhoods to stuff money in their pockets. It took hours to clean everything up, and investigators say they are searching for anybody who stopped to pick up cash because they can be charged with theft.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This next laser story is out of the Americanization of China. Back in 1996, Kraft started selling Oreos in China, but they flopped over there. So now, over 20 years later, they're taking another shot at getting a chunk of the giant market in China. And they're doing it by making flavors that they believe will do much better than traditional Oreos.
Okay.
The new Chinese Oreo flavors will include green tea,
delicious,
chili, and cheddar cheese Oreo.
Wow. Ew, and an
Oreo? Cheddar cheese flavored cream between two chocolate cookies. Sounds delicious.
This sounds like
creamy.
Cheese whiz.
Even though they are clearly Oreos, Kraft is calling them Jif Jafs. Probably to try to get away from the stigma around the Oreo flop.
Got it.
And they plan on launching them next month. Also making food news in China, a brand new P.F. Chang's just opened in Shanghai.
What?
Yeah.
Like, so they can taste what bland American Chinese tastes like?
Exactly.
We took all the salt out of you.
It's just called American food over there. They're like, it's not even Chinese food at all. With the news of the restaurant opening in China, even the CEO admits it's kind of weird that they're in that market. But he says it's because they've got a niche. Chinese people look at P.F. Chang's as an American bistro serving American dishes for the American-style palate.
You're right.
So I was joking, but
that's
what they believe.
Okay.
This next laser story is out of the supernatural world. Recently, the world celebrated National Paranormal Day.
Ooh.
Oh, I missed that one. Yep. Anyway, it turns out that this country is way more into ghosts than you might guess. Here's what they found. 4 out of 5 Americans say that they believe in ghosts. 45% say they believe even though they've never seen one. 35% say they believe because they have seen one. 12% think the government knows more about aliens than what they're telling us.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And finally, 4% are absolutely positive that their house is haunted. Text in at 78592. What's your feeling on ghosts? You believe in them? I believe in them.
It's hard to find someone who doesn't believe in them.
Yeah.
I think that's more of an anomaly.
There's got to be something out there.
I believe that this guy, he will die one day, but he will be a ghost. And he will haunt this radio studio and just randomly hump a shoe in the middle of somebody else's broadcast way in the future. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.